Asia Wide hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio, as we do as many times as possible. We try to get her each week, but she's a very busy lady. It is Mo of Cable Radio. Hi, Mo.
Hey, how are you going?
Good. Hilarious. You've just got a massage and you are in the massage parlor right now, or what?
Currently sat on the massage bed right now.
I actually had a massage last night myself. It must be something in the water.
Good.
Do you know why? Because
I'm
such a tired ass, as you know, because I've got my health, like my private health cover, and I knew that it's slowly coming up to June 30. And I'm like, well, I can't let Medibank have this $100. I need to go get a remedial massage.
Except that worked out so well.
It didn't work out that well because I thought that that they pay 60%, but I think the rule is that I pay 60%. So in reality, I really didn't save as much as I thought I was going to.
Oh, okay. Maybe that is not so good.
And I was aching like after. I don't know about you. After a massage, sometimes it's really good, and you're just totally relaxed and floating on air. But last night, I felt that she was like really aggressive, and my whole chest felt like it had collapsed. So like I woke.
Did you tell her that? I always do that if I'm not happy with what I get. I always tell.
No, because I felt bad already. Because I've got this weird thing that I do when I get a massage. Like my nose starts to get itchy when my head's in that hole of the bed, and then.
I move it to the side because my nose gets blocked from it being face down, so I turn my face to the side.
Mo, I think we're both freaks.
Probably. It doesn't surprise me.
She's like, what's wrong with your nose? What's wrong with your nose? And I'm like, I've been asking that for a long time. It's my Dutch heritage. Not the size. Okay.
Love it.
So, the world of K-pop, big things happening.
Yes. I'm a little bit not so much overwhelmed. I can't try and think of the right word, but Top, I'm so devastated for him right now. Obviously, he's going through so much after being charged with using marijuana, and he got kicked out of the military for it, and he has to redo his service again. And then obviously from all that pressure and everything, from not just from the media but also from fans, he's sadly in hospital after a drug overdose. And that, to me, it's horrible that someone of that influence and that popularity can still crack under such tremendous pressure from fans and everything because of, I think, to be honest, something quite mild in fairness.
Yeah, look, I mean, every country has different rules around using marijuana and, you know, but I think even, you know, the most law-abiding citizens will you know, be a bit flexible on that one because it's so widely used. The effects of using marijuana are, you know, probably lesser than what you have if you're just drinking alcohol. Cigarettes can kill
and
you.
Other, you know, A-grade drugs, coke and everything like that. It's got, you know, less effects, to be honest, less serious effects, that's for sure.
But
Two accounts, wasn't it? Two accounts of actually smoking it.
Yeah,
nothing.
Look.
Like he wasn't distributing it or anything. It was just like two times at like a friend's house or something. And he was, you know, he's faced the consequences. Yeah, he got kicked out of the military, so he had to restart his service again. And people were like, no, he deserves more than this. And it makes me a little bit mad. Again, Netsons, they drive me up the wall.
Yeah, everyone's opinionated until they're in a similar or same situation. I mean, I have to say, we're not condoning such use of marijuana. And I, to be totally honest, myself, I'm dead against it. And more so because I don't like not being in control, Mo. I feel like it's kind of one of those things. And I know what it's like if I go out for drinks on a Friday or Saturday night and you have that hangover in the morning. I couldn't imagine how bad it would be to sort of be coming off things like that. But like each to their own. I'm not Mr. Policeman. But, you know, I totally agree. Like these guys are supposed to be the golden boys. They're Korea's golden boys. They can't do wrong. They haven't done much wrong over the years. I guess Daesung's been a little caught up with some driving difficulties. We don't need to go into that. We all know what happened.
G-Dragon with his dating. That's pretty much as serious as it gets with those guys. And
well, let's be honest, you know, the Daesung situation with a car, like, that involved a death, which was unfortunate. But, like, you know, G-Dragon dating, you know, it's just a natural thing. Everyone does it, right?
Yeah, that was nothing. But then, obviously, when it comes to dating, regardless of any K-pop idol, the world is, you know, dramatically ending, according to fans.
Really disappointing. So, and I think the challenge about that is trying to get the, you know, separate the fake news from the real news. We all hear all these things. We all freak out. We don't know how bad a situation was. I think it was quite confronting. Now, like a reading on Koreaboo, and you guys obviously are a reliable source for K-pop news. But when I saw on Koreaboo that Chop's mum had come out and she was devastated and she was saying that her son was near death, you know, was that accurate reporting? Was that true?
To be honest, I think when it comes to stuff like this, I think media should back the hell off until there's some kind of official conference, because it's just going to, people are going to, you know, over exaggerate and embellish on things that may or may not be true just because they want that clickbait. They want people to go to their article. And that's exactly, no offense to Koreaboo, but that's what they are also known for. They're known for that clickbait because of the headlines that they put in and the over, you know, the really embellished facts that they put in there. And majority of the time, it's the half-cut truth, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when it comes to situations like this, people need to back off. They need to let them have their space and time. And when in an official conference or, you know, someone makes a statement, then report it. After that, before that, leave them alone. Because it's not fair. It really is not fair. And then that's why more netizens get involved. And then they're like, oh, my God, Koreaboo saying this. And then they spread it around and it just gets 10 times worse. And I think, that's my opinion. And I've come from a media site, you know, as it is. But that is my opinion. I think just back the hell off.
Mo, I'm of the mindset, obviously, both K-Ville and Asian Pop Radio have worked with Korean record labels in the past and artist management. We know, and I'm sure the fans know, how often you have to jump through hoops to sort of collaborate, get news out of people, you know, interview someone, have it checked by three different levels of management before it's posted. So there is that temptation to just kind of go out there and post stuff and hope for the best, isn't it? Do you think that... Do you think that because the industry is so stringent with what they allow to be posted and, you know, so careful with what the artists, you know, say and do and what we report on... Do you think because it's that careful that, you know, this stuff is inevitably going to happen because people rebel against the rules?
Yeah, there is that. But, you know, in fairness, I agree that the agencies and stuff, I like how they are quite, you know, strict and stuff with the information that they release, because they are still, that not only are they protecting themselves, but they're protecting the idols. Mm. But sometimes I feel like with certain, depending on different, you know, media organizations, like their opinion and their stance on what they want and how quick they want it, that's what it all comes down to. If you want to, you know, embellish the truth and get, you know, folk clickbait, then fine, go for it.
Yeah.
By all means. But if you want to be known for the truth, for reporting, you know, the proper facts and actually, you know, doing it right, then that to me is a lot more important than how quick you get it out and what truth you're actually stating. Because at the end of the day, you're going to get a bad rep if you don't. And if you, you know, hold back a bit and then wait for everything else to come out, you're going to be the source that people come to.
Exactly.
And the source that people want to work with.
I think the take-home message there is that your reliable source for K-pop news is K-Ville Radio.
Hello, please. I'm totally reliable when it comes to all things media.
And then retelling it on Asian Pop Radio.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's it.